It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Welcome to Holy Week. It is a great time to be a Catholic, a great time to be a Christian. And for this week, I hope you get a chance to get to Mass on Thursday, get to the services on Friday. And I love that Easter Vigil. If your church has an Easter Vigil, which I think every one of them does, I hope you get a chance to go to it. This show, underwritten in part by AAARoofingCompany.com and also 21ology.com. Tiger, huh? A lot of people talking about him all week long. And if you go back and listen to last week's podcast, you remember who predicted that Tiger Woods was going to win. I did. I know. I'm sorry. I'm being not very humble here right now, but I did pick Tiger to win, and he did win at Augusta. He won the Masters. A story of perseverance and a story of redemption. Tiger Woods winning Augusta, his fifth green jacket for winning the Masters, is one for the ages. Tiger shot a final round 70 last Sunday, 13 under par total, a one-shot victory, and it breaks an 11-year drought in major championships for Tiger Woods. It's now his 15th major overall. He's now three behind Jack Nicklaus, who has 18. Now, the video, I think, if you were watching it all, CBS Sports, there's a video where they kind of put him side to side of his 97 victory at the Masters when he was hugging his dad. And then they put side by side with Sunday's embrace with his son, Charlie. And any parent, that's a tearjerker to see him and his dad in 97. And then Tiger and his son Charlie in 2019. Good to see. I know Tiger went a very bad way. He went way down to the depths, below the depths, if you will. But now he's back, and I think it's a story of forgiveness. When you saw what the golf fans and how they embraced him, that was really special, I think. And Tiger has paid for his sins, we think, and we don't know. We really don't know. But it sure was nice to see Tiger Woods back where he used to be all the time. The Pacers are down 0-1 in their first round series with the Celtics. They lost on Sunday 84-74 as the NBA playoffs get started. You know, 84-74, and it wasn't that close. The Celtics were really in charge most of the way from the second half on. The game two is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock in Boston. Go Pacers. And now changing gears from golf to basketball. And now it's my pleasure to welcome Joe Condit. He's from CatholicSpeakers.com. Joe, welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Good to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
We just were talking about Tiger Woods, and that really is, like I mentioned, it's a story of perseverance. It's a story of redemption for all people who embrace Tiger Woods now.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, I think any Christian can take a lesson from what's happened with him. Of course, we all have to all continually pray for all of ourselves, pray for each other. But, you know, watching him walk down the pathway yesterday with the kids and everything, you just kind of look at that and you think, wow, that's amazing. Thinking about where he was, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago and to now. So, taking that, we look at it and say in life, you just got to keep your head up and keep pushing forward, you know, whether you're battling with faith struggles or whatnot. And as long as you keep trying to do God's will, you normally come out on top.
Yeah, and I think Tiger is the kind of guy that he has admitted what he did was wrong. He admitted that he needed to work on his, you know, personal life. And he even admitted that it affected his golf game more importantly, it affected his family life. But it looks like his family's got a good core, and it looks like they're okay, doesn't it?
It does. On the outset anyway, but we, you know, keep praying for him and continue to improve as well as we do for ourselves, like I said. And like you said, it is an awesome example of forgiveness and how all of us have the chance to bounce back as long as we try and continue to do what God made us to do.
Yep. Talk with Joe Condit. He was CatholicSpeakers.com. And one thing we want to talk about coming up on June 15th is the Cincinnati Men's Conference. And tell me about that event and how people can get involved in the Cincinnati Men's Conference, which is coming up June 15th.
Well, thanks. I mean, it's right up your alley. I mean, I hope we see you there. It's we've got one priest and two professional athletes. So it'll be at the St. Maximilian Parish in Cincinnati, Ohio. The featured speakers are three. It's a half day of inspiration for men to come and get inspired. We purposely put it on Father's Day weekend this year, so it could be a bonding session, a way for sons and fathers to spend the best time. What better time could you spend with your family, right? To come hear some great Catholic speakers. We've got Father Leo Padalinghug, the cooking priest. He's most well-known for beating Bobby Flay on Bobby Flay's The Chef, his show. And then we have Coach Rich Donnelly from the New York Mets and former Super Bowl champ and Ravens center Matt Burke. And what's amazing about those two guys, Rich Donnelly and Matt Burke, is they're fathers of seven. Both of them have seven kids. They have incredible stories, personally, just as impressive as their professional life. You know, Coach Rich Donnelly has experienced many things as a father would never want to experience, and anything, you know, fathers would dream of experiencing. One is, they call it the chicken runs at midnight story. Unfortunately, his 17-year-old daughter passed away from cancer. So he'll be giving the story on that. His other daughters were actually caught up in the Vegas shooting. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Whole incident?
Yep.
His daughters were there.
Oh, my.
And as I understand it, one of the people standing very close, or actually right next to one of his daughters, she hopped on her body after a bullet hit her. So he's going to talk about getting that phone call and how his daughters kind of had an effect on that whole situation and how their faith kind of came into play. So there's some amazing personal stories coming from these guys, you know, far beyond their celebrity as the professional athletes. Matt Burke will be there. He'll be talking about his family, his experience winning the Super Bowl, being a pro athlete, which, you know, .000, whatever it is, men reach, you know, even could dream of reaching, as we all want to be professional athletes. But he actually gained some recognition when Obama invited the team, the Baltimore Ravens, the Super Bowl winning team, to the White House, and Matt politely declined to attend based on what Obama had done just before then with Planned Parenthood and his support to them. So he used that as a time to say, you know, thanks, but no thanks. I just can't come under good conscience as a Catholic.
Yeah, and he'll be telling that story again June 15th in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Men's Conference. We're talking with Joe Condit with CatholicSpeakers.com. And the story of Matt Burke, you and I were talking about that a little bit last week. We need more Catholic men to step up and really wear their faith on their sleeve and not conform to maybe what's going on in our world. And that really is what really tells the story of Matt Burke, doesn't it? He said, no, I'm not going to be there because of what President Obama did with Planned Parenthood. And that, we need more guys like him, don't we?
Well, you're right. I mean, that's the kind of athletes we want these young kids with their fathers coming to see as their role models. You know, we need more role models like him as an athlete to show what he's doing off the field. I mean, who passes up a that'd be kind of hard. You and I both passing up a visit to the White House. I mean, that's a big thing in America. So I think he did an incredible job showing that, hey, my faith is more important than anything on this earth. And, you know, we strategically picked these guys. We thought their stories were very unique in and of themselves. Together, it's going to be a great day. You've got Father Leo and the two athletes. So we got all the bases covered when it comes to theology and personal stories to inspire the men.
I know we've had Ray McKenna with the Catholic Athletes for Christ on this show several times, and he and I have talked many times about how Catholics especially sometimes are not very evangelical. We don't really tell everybody, hey, this is what I do, and this is why I do it, and hey, come to my church, come be with me, like a lot of the Protestant religions do. A lot of them, you know, they're really inviting and they're really evangelical. Are we getting better at that? Do you think sports is maybe an avenue to help us be more evangelical?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Ray McKenna, great guy, friend of mine. And I'd have to agree with both of you. We're getting better at it. I think in these times where the Catholic Church is hitting some down times, you know, we're definitely under some fire of some bad actions of a few men. You know, that's important to remember, is a few guys, not representing the rest of the 2 billion of us. And I see, CatholicSpeakers.com, we're the most trusted resource on the Internet for Catholic speaking. So all these event organizers are calling us, trying to get speakers, and we're seeing a big uprise in the laity. you know, people are really actually taking this as an opportunity to pull together and kind of evangelize. And sports is a huge avenue using that kind of tactic in getting men that may not be going to church right now or women that may not be going to church to come and see these speakers. And you hope that the Holy Ghost, when they're there, moves them to think, oh, man, I got to get back involved with church. You know, it's been a while since I've heard a motivational talk like this. And that's kind of the whole goal with all these things is this conferences, these acts of evangelization through sports or what have you are really a means to an end. It's really trying to remind people in this crazy world we live in with social media and cell phones and constant distraction that there is something, a higher power that's more important. And any way we can get to them, is what we'll try and do.
Yeah, that event again, June 15th in Cincinnati, and people can go to CatholicSpeakers.com and get signed up. Right? What's the cost? And you said the kids, is there an age range where perhaps maybe, you know, is there an age that's too young, I guess, to bring your kids to the event, or what are you kind of looking for?
Not at all. Actually, we leave that up to the parents. These kids are growing up way faster than you and I ever did.
Yeah.
Instagram. I mean, I got a one-year-old that's my nephew that can work an iPad better than I can. So, you know that they're watching these guys on TV, these sports heroes, and unfortunately, the not the Kardashians themselves, but the message the Kardashians, you know, promote. These kids are in third grade seeing this stuff. So, I mean, they're just growing up so quickly. We're saying parents, bring them if you think they can and handle and listen to the motivational and pay attention, bring them. You know, we want to get them as early as possible because these other messages sure are.
And it's not a real long day either. I was looking online. It's a pretty quick day. It starts like 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's all done by 2, I think, right?
Right. We do that on purpose because we want the men to think, wow, I could spend the morning with Dad, or I could spend the morning with my son, hear some great athletes and a priest give us a good message and go on about our day, getting ready, you know, prepping us with patience for dealing with the family the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, but, you know.
so people can get signed up just by going to the website, right? And take me through that path for people that might be listening, though, that wants to, you know, they want to be there June 15th.
Sure. CincinnatiMen'sConference.com is the website. It'll give you the details, the schedule of the day. That's where you can buy tickets. We're using this new Catholic-backed technology called Caligo World. Caligo is a Latin verb for cultivate, harvest, and collect. CaligoWorld.com. You'll see it on the website. That's where you can buy tickets online. And actually, when you create your profile to get a ticket, you'll be able to connect with all the other men that are coming to the conference prior.
Okay.
So it's a way to get all our men together and start, you know, forming fellowship online and get connecting with each other. It's an incredible tool. So they'll be able to get on there. Every purchased ticket will get a free lunch. They will also be getting a new book from Matthew Kelly. He's giving us a new book, his new book, The Biggest Lie in Christianity, that every man will be getting that's coming. So there'll be a lot of some other surprises there that'll be going on. We're just very excited about it. And, of course, Will, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it to tell you about the Cincinnati Men's Conference, which has such a rich history. I don't know if most of your listeners know, but it is the first men's conference that was ever put on in the United States of America back in 1994. It's the reason other Catholic men's conferences exist today. As the men of Cincinnati back in 94, heck, I think I was not even in grade school,
mm-hmm.
or almost out, but they're the reason that these men's conferences exist, and so that's why we're trying to keep this rich history of the Cincinnati Men's Conference alive, and we're very happy to see where it's grown since we brought it back last year.
So what's the website again? CincinnatiMen'sConference.org?
Yeah.
Dot com. Cincinnati.
CincinnatiMen'sConference.com, and that'll give you the all the definite. We actually just launched a video from the Archbishop of Cincinnati, Archbishop Dennis Schnur, made a video specifically inviting all men to attend it and why it's important to our community. So that's on there. That'll be a neat thing to watch when you visit.
So that's June 15th in Cincinnati. Real quick before you go, you said people are going to CatholicSpeakers.com, another website. If they have an event, if they're looking for a speaker, that's a good place to go. And how does that work?
It's very simple. If you're looking to bring in a professional athlete, to a movie star, to, you know, just someone that does it professionally, they're all Catholic. Of them anyway. They're all diocesan approved. We do rigorous vetting of all our speakers. We're basically a talent agency for Catholic professionals. Sift through the website and see as many speakers as you want. You can see all their bios, pictures, their videos, and then you just simply contact them direct. and then we'll be in touch with you to help you set it up. And it's been around since 2006.
CatholicSpeakers.com, and I'm sure the price range varies based on the speaker and all that. So, Joe,
correct.
Thank you so very much. I really enjoyed talking with you. We need to get you back on again some other time. Again, June 15th, CincinnatiMen'sConference.com. If you're interested in going to that, sounds like a great day. I hope to get there. Or if you're looking for a speaker, if you're a group or an organization, CatholicSpeakers.com is the website for that. Joe, thank you.
Will, thanks so much for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Ray Tolbert, the legendary IU basketball great, joins us here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
First of all, talking with Ray Tolbert, Indiana great, national champion, 1981, on and on and on with great success, pro. But you do so much more than that. Tell me what you're doing right now. For people that may not know what Ray Tolbert's up to, what are you up to?
Well, to start with, Will, what I do, I'm a minister. I preach up in Edison, Indiana at Miracle Faith Temple. We've been in existence there since 1965, and I've been ministering since 1999. So, but also I do private training, basketball training, and I also work for Indiana Virtual Online School.
Now, what is that, the Virtual Online School?
Virtual Online School, it's a charter school. It's free. You know, it's not a brick and mortar. It's just traditional, not a traditional school. What we do is we work with kids. We call them second chance kids, or we work with kids who don't want to deal with the ins and outs of a regular school. And we work primarily online. And so my job is I'm a success coach. If there are kids that are struggling online, if they're not doing their work, I call them and I work with them. I encourage them. It's like counseling. You know, it's pretty much like counseling is what I do. But we have over 7,000 students now.
Wow.
When I first arrived, we had 375 students. Now we're well over 7,000. So it lets you know that the virtual life is really expanding. It's becoming prominent. And because of all the bullying, all the things that are going on, the negativity that's going on, not to knock any high school. You know, school is good. Education is good no matter where you go. But from a safety standpoint, I think you can't go wrong with Indiana Virtual.
Now, how do people find out more or get information about Indiana Virtual?
Just go to IndianaVirtual.com. We have a website, IndianaVirtual.com, and just click on, and it just follow all the guidelines, and it's real simple. It's just like applying for a job or going online to get concert tickets or something like that. It's real simple. So we make it easy. We make it easy for the parents. We make it easy for the kids.
You and I have known each other a long time. And last time we did something together, you were coaching. But there's always a faith element
yes.
to anything you do.
Yes.
That is your rock, isn't it? Your
yes,
faith.
Sir. Absolutely. I believe in the cross. I believe in Christ. I believe in unity. I believe in everything that the Bible says. And whatever the Bible, you know, God's word is His word. His word never fails. We have a saying in our church: everything is going down, but the word of God. So if it's not primarily directed from God, you know, you got to be careful about the things that you're influenced by, all the negativity. Even sometimes cyber situations can be tough. Excuse the noise. We're having the kids are having a young camp, spring camp.
Yeah, where we are, just we're talking with Ray Tolbert, Indiana great. We're at Finch Creek Fieldhouse in
yes.
Noblesville. You're doing some private training right now, but around us there's a camp
it's
going
not
on.
Too
but
private.
You like the sound of kids having fun,
yes.
don't you? That's a big part of who you are.
Yes, yes. You know, it goes all the way back. You know, from high school. You know, when you get ready to get the big dunk. You know, to get the crowd all hyped. Oh, here he goes. You know, it's just never. It's always been fun to really please the crowd. You know, they call me the crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah.
But most importantly, I think it's important now that I give back. And so what we do, I've been coaching and ministering and all these things for quite a long time. And I don't have a website, but I will soon, thanks to you. We're going to work on some things. But I think it's time to go public with it now. But privately, I just like to work with kids who really need the nuances of the game. You know, I'm not knocking anybody's style of AAU or what anything like that, but I think private lessons from a person who knows the game, who understands the game, who believes in defense, who believes in doing it the right way, those are the type of people that you need to go to, not those people who just want to make money off you and say, okay, on to the next person. You want to really sit down, talk to the kids, hone in on what they need, and make them better, and show them by experience, and that's what I do.
Well, I think that, and the one-on-one nature of what you what you're doing, that's so crucial. That's really what it's all about for you, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I think you can get more out of a person by interacting with them one-on-one, or in my case, I can take up as many as maybe six. You know, you can split them off two by two, or you know, whatever. But one-on-one is primal for some of these kids, because a lot of these kids don't really get it, because some of them don't like the peer pressure. But if you just work with them individually and show them what they need to do and watch them develop, and then they can see their growth when they play, and you go back and you watch them play, and it's so exciting to see that. And a lot of times when I teach certain kids certain moves, they'll look up in the stands and they'll point their head and go, yeah, coach, I remember that move you taught me, thank you. That's all coaches want, just for a kid to say thank you. Yeah. And that's what I look forward to.
With your coaching, I imagine, yeah, you're talking basketball, you're talking maybe some new moves, rebounding position, all that kind of stuff. But with you, I imagine there's a faith element. There's got to be, I'm sure. So life lessons, skills.
Yes.
I mean, the streets are tough nowadays. People don't realize that, I don't think. And that's what you can help them with, because you've kind of been there.
Yeah, you know, experience is the best teacher. You know, I grew up in the west side of Anderson. It wasn't really prevalent, but we had good factory workers back then. We had good jobs. But see, those jobs left. And so we were left with just what they call the hustle and flow. But with my faith being in church, it helped me, because a lot of my friends who I went to high school with, a lot of my friends who I went to school with, some are successful and some of them are not here anymore because of the decisions and choices that they made because of peer pressure, whatever. But I think that what I do, I instill in these kids about faith. I instill in them about being wise, having wisdom, and just working hard and doing something outside the box. Don't be like the crowd. Don't be like your so-called friends with the peer pressure. Think outside the box. Think about good things. Think about being positive. Think about where you want to be 5 years from now. If it's high school, if it's a trade, if it's college, if it's whatever you want to do, start your own business. You got to apply yourself. You got to work hard. You got to imagine. Get with the right people who are on your side, not the people who are trying to take things out of your side. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference.
Talking with Ray Tolbert, and I can't let you get away without giving me your opinion on IU basketball.
Oh,
come on.
Well, look at the time.
Archie, are you happy with Archie? Are you think he can be the guy that can take him back to where it used to be?
Well, let me go back a little further.
Okay.
Even from the Kelvin Sampsons, even the Mike Davises, of course, Coach Bobby Knight, Coach Knight, Tom Crean. I think some of these kids feel like if they can dunk a basketball, they can make a three, they can go pro. I really would like to see some of these kids stay in college. So experience is the best teacher. So with that being said, I think Archie Miller is a great X's and O guy. I like to see him open up the game a little bit more for these kids, not have them do structure so much, pass, screen. Let some of those athletic guys just go to work. And then there's times in the game where you got to read situations and not just go general, be a general type of coach. You got to be an open floor coach like Coach K, like Calipari, Shaka Smart, some of these guys who just let these guys play. And because the game has changed, you know, now we got guys who got the Golden State mentality instead of the Boston Celtic mentality. The game has changed. So you got to change with the flow.
That's Ray Tolbert, the legendary 1981 national champion with the Indiana Hoosiers. He does have some very good points. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Has the weather this winter been getting you down? Let us help you look toward warmer weather and sunshine. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, May 21st for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. This year, we're moving to a great new course, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. It's not too early to get your foursome together. You can register online at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We rely on generous underwriting as well. If you're interested in underwriting or being a hole sponsor, call Valerie at 317-870-8400.
For 15 years, Catholic Radio Indy has talked the talk. Now it's time for us to walk the walk, and you're invited to join us. On Sunday, May 19th, we'll be fielding a team of walkers for the Walking for Dreams 5K Run Walk on the Downtown Canal. Funds raised will support the mission of Catholic Radio Indy to convert the culture to Christ through radio. To sign up or for more information, go to walkingfordreams.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Hey, don't forget, I know you've heard a lot about it here on Catholic Radio Indy, but the Walking for Dreams Indianapolis event, it's the 15th annual Family and Pet Walk coming up on Sunday, May 19th. It's a chance to get on the team for Catholic Radio Indy. Basically, you go online. I always forget that. It's right here somewhere. It is.
Well, they can actually go to the Catholic Radio Indy website now and click. There's a Walking for Dreams button there, and they can click and register their team right on the Catholic Radio Indy website.
So go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and then click on the Walking for Dreams icon, and then you're off and running. You can get signed up, and you can walk and help Catholic Radio Indy at the same time. And don't forget, just a couple days after that, Catholic Radio Indy's annual golf outing. CatholicRadioIndy.org is another great place to go there to get signed up. 317-870-8400 is also the number, and there's the golf cannon that's going to be really cool. You're going to shoot a golf ball out 300 yards, and that is on one of the holes there. That will be a fun thing to do. You definitely want to get involved. And real quickly, we have been doing each and every week Exodus 90 updates. Well, this week I'm the update. I'm wrapping up 90 days of Exodus 90. What a great journey it has been. It has really prepared me for Holy Week better than I've ever been in my life, and I really do appreciate everyone involved with Exodus 90 for making this thing work, from Father Tom to Father Bauer to my fraternity leader Bob Dunlap and my team Mike Witka and Norris Teeters, along with Jim Medawar, Doug Huber, and also Dan Nickander, all who have done Exodus 90. 90 days. Now, guys, it's on to day 91 as we continue our journey of faith. Thank you for listening. God bless. We'll see you next week on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.